Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
One destination, the error. Okay, don't worry about it. So we're live in this podcast episode, in this live stream, we're going to talk about why starting over is so important. And while I'm starting over for my fourth time to grow a podcast business, making over $100,000 within the next 90 days. And this video is going to be informative, it's going to be knowledgeable, and we're going to cover everything on what has happened within the last three attempts. And so if you're joining in, make sure you're tapping in, because we're diving in deep. And not only is this going to the introduction to day one of my fourth attempt, in addition to that, it's going to position me differently because now I understand more. So let's go ahead and get it started. Well, this was not working right now. So I am Terrell Humphrey. I am your host of the Failure's Knowledge podcast. And over the last couple of months, in fact, almost a year, I've been trying to grow a podcast business. And my challenges was understanding that I can have a podcast business. Many times in life, it's really learning and understanding and positioning yourself differently so you can really see the potential that you have. What I started to really understand was that when I first did my first 90-day challenge back in September of 2024, I did the challenge because I believe that I can make this happen. I believe that I can have a business. I believe that I can make $100,000 within the next 90 days. In fact, when I started the challenge, it was me believing in myself. It was me believing in the belief that I had. And it was me believing in something that I did not expect. So the first lesson that I've learned while doing these different challenges, mind you, this is my fourth time doing this challenge, is that one, you have to believe in what you are doing. If you don't believe in what you are doing won't count, won't matter, because you're not doing it because you would like to. The lesson that I've learned between that phase and understanding the positioning is that I have to do it behind faith. If I believe that I can accomplish this goal, it doesn't matter how long it takes me. If I do it consistently, I'll be able to accomplish this goal. And so what I recognized during my first attempt was that, yes, I believed in myself. I believe in myself. And even though I believe in myself, I have to position myself differently, because belief can only go so far. Having faith can only go as far as you would like for it to go. And not understanding business will lower your success. So over the time, as time goes on and I'm growing, I'm developing, I'm learning, I completed the whole 90-day challenge. And through this challenge, I put together a documentary. And the documentary was Starting with the Dream documentary. It wasn't just about the 90-day challenge. Moreover, it was about my journey to get to where I am today. And when I put the film together, and the results came out, I was literally watching my story be told by myself. And that's the beauty of the growth, is that I'm telling my story. I'm sharing my story. I'm connecting with others. I'm connecting and making a business around everything that I'm doing. I didn't know that a documentary was going to come from the 90-day challenge when I first did it. I just believed that I could have a podcast business. And so it, when I started to put the documentary together, I asked the people who came into my life who made a difference, like, hey, I'm thinking about doing a documentary about my life, my journey, everything that I've learned thus far. Would you like to be involved with it? And they proceed to say yes. They proceed to say yes. And some say yes, some say no, some didn't have the time. On the contrary, for those that did have time, they helped me be in position where I am today. It's not just the thought that matters, not just the belief that makes a difference. It's really understanding that you have a dream, but for you to accomplish this dream, so much more has to be taken into place, have to take into consideration. So the documentary came and I was so proud of it. I was so like shocked behind it because it's me telling my story. It's me sharing my experience, even though I didn't accomplish the 90-day challenge to make $100,000. I accomplished something differently. I accomplished something special. I accomplished my story being shared. So I had to put it together. I had to get the videos. I did the interviews. I conducted everything. My wife helped me with the recording. We went to my hometown. In addition to that, as I was putting the videos and soundtrack and the templates together, the story came together. Now, understanding that my first attempt led to a documentary. And when the documentary came out, I said, I'm doing something right. I might not have made and reached my goal. In addition to that, I've learned how to tell my story. I positioned my story differently. So as I'm sharing my story, I can make a connection. See, making connection is what builds relationships. If I can build a relationship with people who don't know who I am, I can make a difference. So the first 90-day challenge taught me the importance of sharing your story, the importance of communicating, the importance of documenting your process. For my second 90-day challenge of growing a podcast business to make $100,000, this challenge was similar to the first one, but I recognized I was doing the exact same thing. I didn't learn nothing new. I didn't position myself differently. And it was just going to take me down the same rabbit hole that I have been through. And I was just trying to figure out, like, what am I doing wrong? Like, why can't I make this goal be achieved? Like, what am I doing wrong? And mind you, the first 90 days, then you have another 90 days that's 90 times 90, 180. But I didn't finish the second 90-day challenge. I stopped at, like, day 15. And when I stopped, I'm like, okay, I'm doing something different. I'm not focused on growing a podcast business. I'm focused on doing everything else. And I didn't recognize, even though I was doing everything else, it was positioning me to focus on the small details. I don't need to be doing everything. I just need to be doing up to 3 things every single day. And if I do that consistently, if I understand the businesses, if I understand my business, then I can potentially grow it to making $100,000. And so what the second attempt taught me is that, yes, it's okay to do it again. It's okay to fail. It's okay to try. But if you're doing the exact same thing that you did the first time, you're doing something wrong. I didn't recognize I was doing something wrong because nothing changed. My first 90-day challenge, I was able to make $217. But I invested back into the business because, and I was around $10 and some change. And I was like, dang, okay, it's working, it's working, it's working. Okay, you understand what I'm doing and how I can go about helping others, but it's not being consistent. I'm not being consistent with it because I don't have a lot of people to speak out to. I don't have a lot of people to reach out to nor communicate with. So it's like, dang, I'm doing something wrong. For my second attempt, I'm like, okay, maybe I've learned the type of how I want to help entrepreneurs. But no, I still was doing the same thing. It was going to take a lot of time. It was going to take a lot of effort. It was going to take me and really understand. It was going to take so much more time than I had imagined. So I'm like, okay, let me stop this challenge. So I stopped at day 15 of the second attempt. But when I stopped, I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? The same exact thing that I was doing, which was helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. It was too vague. Like, it wasn't as clear on how I can help others. So I'm like, dang, like, Like, once I help somebody launch their podcast, okay, their podcast is already launched. It's not the fact that they don't have the know-how to launch their podcast because their podcast is already launched. How can I continue to serve? How can I continue to help? How can I continue to make a difference? And I didn't recognize that the difference didn't come from me helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast or grow their podcast and make money from their podcast. The transition, the shift came from me understanding that if I give you a hammer and I teach you how to use the hammer, you no longer need me. But what if I change how I give you the hammer? Yes, you can have the hammer, which is the skill. The hammer is the skill. You have to have a hammer to hammer a nail in the wall. But if you don't have the tool, the nail doesn't go in the wall. What happens is that if you learn how to use the tool accordingly, you would do it more often. But what if I teach you the tool and help you do it more often? And as you're doing it more often, you position yourself as a master of hammering. That's when I understood I'm helping entrepreneurs share their story. And even though I'm going to podcast business, I'm focused on podcasts, I had to learn the language, I had to learn the terminology, I had to learn and do research behind the podcast industry. In addition to that, being a part of mentorships, communities, and different programs where we're talking about entrepreneurship, what are you struggling with, how can you help others? How is this helping others? How can you do it more consistently? And being around business consultants, I was learning how to have a podcast business. And it taught me, if you are stuck in a place and you're doing the same exact thing, you need to get help. Not only help, but you need to get more help. Not only more help, but you need to continue to be consistent with getting information from others. So my second attempt taught me that I was doing something wrong. And even though I was doing something wrong, it's okay for me to communicate and reach out to others so they can help me as well. So the second attempt is don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. My third attempt. And this is why failure is knowledge is so important, because you have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to be embarrassed. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. Until you put yourself out there, nothing's going to come from that. How do I know this? Because until I start putting myself out there, the lessons that I've learned, the growth that I've developed, the foundation that I'm setting, it's around podcasting. It's not around social media. It's not around YouTube. It's not around Facebook advertising. It's around podcasting. And if I focus on podcasting and helping entrepreneurs achieve a certain goal, I will be able to have a business that not only make a difference, but that will help entrepreneurs position themselves differently. And in fact, this is why I'm doing this introduction video to the fourth attempt of growing a podcast business within the next 90 days. It's because one thing that you have to do is that you have to be willing to fail. So my third attempt, I'm like, all right, okay, cool. I think I got the hang of it. I think I know exactly how to help others. And I proceed to do it. I proceed to be consistent. I proceed to post about it. I proceed to identify the business that I was in. Not knowing that even though I'm getting more clarity, I'm getting more clear, I'm getting more direction, my clarity is still blurred just a little bit. And so as I'm going along the process, I'm like, dang, now I got to set up emails. I got to set up my website. I got to set up different funnels. I got to set up the different ad creators. I got to set up so many different things. And it got overwhelming because I'm the only one setting things up. Even though I was the only one setting things up with AI, don't get me wrong, I was using AI. I still have to figure and put everything into place and update everything and communicate everything. So it got overwhelming. So I'm like, dang, like, man, it's a lot of information to learn. How do you learn the information? How do you learn the knowledge? How do you know where you are lacking it? I didn't know. So I'm like, let me put this. I didn't stop doing the 90-day challenge. I had just put it on pause. I'm like, I need to figure this out. I'm not figuring this out. Because the time it takes to set things up, even though I was using AI, it still took a lot of time. Even though I was using technology, it still took a lot of time. Even though I was failing fast, it still took time to fail. You see, many times in life, you have to give yourself time to fail. And when you, as you're giving yourself time to fail, now you start to learn a lot faster than a lot of people would ever learn. So this challenge is so incredible because we're on the fourth attempt of growing a podcast business. I didn't finish the third attempt of 90 days because throughout the time I was setting up a lot of stuff and it just got overwhelming. On the contrary, my fourth attempt of me growing a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days, I'm a lot more clear, I'm a lot more focused, and I understand the business that I'm in. Today, we help entrepreneurs share their story through podcasting. So that way, they can grow their business, they can have more customers, and they can make more impact. So that's what we're going to be showing. That's what we're going to be going over. I'm going to be reaching out to different speaking engagements or people who hosting events. I'm going to be going out in public and selling my podcast space to see, hey, I want to learn more about your story. This is the package that we have. Would you like to come on? I have social proof. I recently interviewed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers COO. And since we stay in Florida, that gives me some type of leverage because it's not, I'm not just coming as a podcaster. I'm coming as a podcaster with the proven with proven results. So now I'm not just communicating. I'm not just talking. I actually have something to show, have something to present. And I think that was the biggest thing I was lacking the first three challenges. I didn't know what to present. I didn't know how to help, nor did I know how to make money from it. So I think this time is going to be a lot different. I believe this time is going to be a lot different because I'm going to be doing a lot more email and following up. And I'm communicating what I did, why I did it, going out in public and going to different businesses and ask them if they want to be on a business spotlight so their business behind their story can be highlighted. So that way, it's not just about your business. It's about the person who started the business and let the business be profitable because of your story. So I'm more clear and we're going to get to it. In addition to that, I'm going to be doing webinars, online training, and that's what we're doing. So this is the update for the fourth attempt of growing a podcast business in the next 90 days. And my goal is to do it within 90 days for my fourth attempt. So this has been great. Stay tuned because we are back on track. We are starting over from day one and working our way all the way up to day 90. And for this time, we're not stopping no more. For this time, we're going all the way. And for this time, we're going to hit this goal. Let's go.